Okay, so ready for part two of Purim Meshulash. We discussed last year, just the Chazar, we had a very fascinating Chakira, whether this year's Purim is considered a Purim, a Kriya Shelo Bismana, and the Nafkamina about requiring 10 Leikuva. We discussed that in the first year. And also, when was Matanos Levyonim? That was the end of part one. So now, just a few more dinim. And before we move on to more of the bigger sugyas in the Gemara, a few more dinim, just the halacha of Friday, exactly how we relate to Friday with regards to Big Day Shabbos. I'll need some very interesting questions that come up this year on the Friday of Purim. So the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Maharil, the first source. The Darkei Moshe quotes that the Maharil used to be Lovesh Big Day Shabbos per Purim. He used to wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim, and that is quoted by the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, followed by Shulchan Aruch, that we have the minhag to be wearing Big Day Shabbos and Yontiv on Purim. So if that's the case, what about this year? Should you be wearing it on Sunday? We'll probably not get to till next year. But Friday for us, let's start. We're still in the first day of Purim Shulash. So do you have to wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim or not? So there's a wonderful sefer from Rav Shai Devletsky on Purim, and he has a kuntras like 150 pages long just on Purim Shulash. And so he has a lot of good marmakomas. This marmakom I found from his sefer, and he quotes the adiluk from the Kesher Shulchan Aruch. The Kesher Shulchan Aruch says, "What is the reason that we wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim? Lechavod haMegillah Yeshul Bush Big Day Shabbos miBe'erev." That he writes that it's part and parcel is of the reason that we're wearing Big Day Shabbos that Minhag has developed according to the Kesher Shulchan Aruch. He thinks it's lechavod haMegillah. In which case, the Bletsky makes, I think, a very compelling argument that, at least according to the Kesher Shulchan Aruch, then for sure, that it should be applicable on Friday, that the Thursday night by us, even though it's not the Iker day of Purim, but it's the day where we read the Megillah, the Megillah, then for sure, he thinks that you should be wearing Big Day Shabbos. And I think that's what I didn't have a chance to ask Rav Nevinson a lot of these Shilohs, but I'm assuming, I think that's something that's accepted by the Monam, to wear Big Day Shabbos for us, even those who live in Yerushalayim, even on the Friday before. So that, yes.
Shabbos
and Achanami. Shabbos, you're wearing Big Day Shabbos.
So where would the other option be?
No, but, right. I mean, you just simply don't have to wear on Friday. Yeah, just Shabbos. And maybe Sunday we'll see the Suda, but we'll get to that also. But what, meaning the Shaila is, yeah, Friday, Sunday, or neither of those days. Maybe just Shabbos. Meaning, and Achanami, just regular Purim, regular Shabbos. So that would be the other option. That, yeah, you don't have to wear it. But the Lamaisa, it seems to be that, at least according to him, that you would be wearing it. Now, Beis Yosef. Now that was the din of Big Day Shabbos. Now what about the din of Al Nisim? What about the din of Al Nisim? When do you say Al Nisim? So we have three potential options. We have Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday. So the Beis Yosef quotes that in Siman Tafresh Peches, the Beis Yosef quotes that on Friday, the Minhag of Yerushalayim is that they give Matanos La'aniyim on that day and they give it out, and they don't say Al Nisim. They don't say Al Nisim on the day where they're laying in the Megillah on Friday, because Friday is still not Tesvav. Tesvav is the Iker day of Purim, and therefore they're only saying Al Nisim. However, the Beis Yosef says, Tmiani, the last line of Beis Yosef over here in the third source, the Beis Yosef says, Tmiani, Lama lo yomru Al Nisim biyom shishi shebo korin haMegillah. Why wouldn't they say Al Nisim on the Friday in which they're reading Megillah? At the end of the day, Friday is the day in which they're Megillah. We read the Kitzur Shanach, you should wear Big Day Shabbos, so it's clearly a day which is chashuv and consider, according to Beis Yosef, for sure, an aspect of Purim. So he thinks, Pashut, yeah, he wonders why it is that minhag that you should not say Al Nisim. So it's interesting though. In Shulchan Aruch, the lesson of Shulchan Aruch, you guys tell me. It's really interesting. The three parts here with all the recordings that we're giving is basically came out one sif of Shulchan Aruch. It's fascinating that all about one sif of Shulchan Aruch. This one sif is the Hilchos Megillah Purim, Simtafresh Peches Sivav, that in there it talks about what happens if the 15 falls on Shabbos. So he discussed the first line that took us the whole shiur last time was Makdim LeKros of Erev Shabbos, that we read the Megillah on Friday, and that day we also give out Matanos LeAvyonim over Yom Shabbos Motzit Shnei Sfarim of Vasheni Kor VaYaval Malik. So on Shabbos also the laning. When do you do the Iker laning? So we don't do laning on Friday, even if you started laning. Stop. You know, you don't do the we mamash hold that you're not supposed to be laning on that Friday either. So that's the first part. And the second part is the Shulchan Aruch ends off the Omrim al Hanisim. Ve'ein osim sudas perim ad yom ha-shabbos. So he only says Omrim al Hanisim, it's pretty clear as Diuk, with regards to Shabbos. He doesn't mention saying Al Hanisim on Friday. So the poskim break down that clearly, even though he had a question on the Minhag Yerushalayim, he felt that for whatever reason, the Minhag Yerushalayim is enough to be strong to rely on, even though he had his Tema. We see the godless of the Anava, the Beis Yosef over here, that he's willing to be silent, even though he had his Kasha and the Sugya. He thought their Minhag is upstanding, and therefore, the Minhag Yerushalayim stands, and you should say Al Nisim only on Shabbos. You do not say it on Friday. So, yes.
Why should we do Megillah on Friday?
Yes.
So why do we do Megillah on Friday, and why do we bring sentences earlier and then sentences later?
Right, so that's a great question. So Megillah, the Gemara says v'lo yavor, so you can't, and then Shabbos, you're not allowed to read it because of Gzera Derabba.
Right.
So that you can't, so you have only option is Friday. So Mishloach Manos, and we're going to see Mishloach Manos. We didn't get to that yet. What about Mishloach Manos?
Mishloach Manos and Suda in the same category.
Very good. Very good. So that. So that's so we're going to see. We're going to see that about the Suda's explicit Shkach on both those Nakudas. The Mishloach Manos are fundamentally linked to the Suda, which will lead to Machlokas about when the Iker time to give Mishloach Manos should be. And the second point about Mishloach, about the Suda, is also Beferish Yerushalmi. But that very good. That is a question. So at the end of the day, though, Al-Nisim, though, is the point we're at right now, and the Shulchan Aruch leaves it as keeping the Minhag Yerushalayim. The Marmar Mordechai just wants to answer, Marmar Mordechai, one of the important poskim on Shulchan Aruch, he wants to answer, how are we going to answer? It's a good question to be so asked. So at the end of the day, we're saying Megillah. So if you remember the Chakira that we had last week, we could answer the Beis Yosef's question. The Chakira we had is that when you're reading the Megillah on Friday this year, is it Be'etzem a regular, because it's no option, that is the Iker day for us this year, that's the way it turns out, it's a regular day, and therefore it's considered a Bismano, or is it considered Shalom Bismano, not really the right day? So Mar Marachai takes a stand there, he says, Pashut, that when you read the Megillah, that what are you doing? He says, the only reason we're reading on Friday is Mekshum Gzera Deshema Yavirena, Dal Ramos, Bereshus Harabim. It's not, when is the fundamental day, according to Mamar Mordechai? It's clearly on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos, so you have to read it on Friday. But when is the day of Purim? According to Mamar Mordechai, Pashut, the day of Purim is going to be on Shabbos, and therefore, there's no Shaila the Beis Yosef, because at the end of the day, you should for sure be saying Al Nisim on the day where Etzim is Purim, which is Shabbos. That Purim is not Friday. We're just reading Megillah because we have basically no other time to read it. You're not allowed to read it afterwards, and Shabbos, you're not allowed to read it because of Gzera Derabba, and therefore, you read the Megillah on Friday, but that doesn't mean you should be saying Al Nisim. Just to point out, though, it's very interesting. This side of the Chakir, the Marmar Mordechai would clearly be holding that that when you read the Megillah on Friday, that's considered Kriya Shalom Bismana, because it's not the Etzim Iker Takana. That's clear in his Lashon. In which case, the Marmar Mordechai would lead to a big Chumra, because that would be a Chumra of do you need 10 people or not? According to him, Lachora, he doesn't say so beferish, but Lachora, you would need 10 people. According to Marmar Chareshvara, if you remember from last week, that Har that we had is that when you hold it Shalom Bismana, if you hold like those Rishonim that hold that you need that Likuva, that it's going to be Ma'akiv if you're not reading it with 10 people, and then the Mamar Mordechai would seemingly hold that you need 10 people, that like the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah.
Just two things. Who? What's his name?
Ma'amar Mordechai. Yeah.
Also, just a bit of a tangent. This year, there's like halachas because of Corona, you can listen to Megillah reading on Zoom. So if you say that it needs to be on Zoom, according to his opinion,
Reb Nemitzel holds it. Reb Nemitzel.
I don't know who said that. That's what I was told by my cousins over Shabbos. According to the opinion, you say that's a lot.
Is that Rabim?
Would you need 10?
Right, that's a great question. First of all, just to point out, I didn't mention this last year, but once you're asking, everyone obviously has to ask a medical professional and his rav about the circumstances of with regards to the shiloh of Safek Sakana. For sure, Safek Sakana doesn't rule out, even if Megillah is a full-fledged chiyuv with 10, or Bechlal, you can't read Megillah at all. If there's any shiloh of Safek Sakana, you don't get into Safek Sakana for any mitzvah, and it's not one of the big three, so we don't say Zerah Ba'alvar, so we don't, there's no shiloh when it comes to Safek Sakana that you shouldn't be getting involved. I don't want to discuss the details of that, because everyone has different medical opinions what to be following. But Ba'etzem, there is, I don't know about the Zoom shiloh, because I'm not sure what post can hold about. I haven't seen that, but I do know that what I saw brought down is that let's say for Tzira for Minyan, if a person is in a completely different area than where the Minyan is, so if you only have 9 in that Minyan and then 1 outside, not getting the whole shiloh, but Rowan and other halachas, but Ba'etzem, let's just assume they're not really Mitztarif, so you can't see them. So you can't see the tzibur and they can't see him and he's in a different room. The halacha is that's not mitzvah. They're not allowed to say kaddish kedusha. What if I have 10 people in the room and I'm davening there? Then he is allowed to answer. So are you fully davening betzibur? That's machlokas the Chazon Ish and Rosh Shlomo Zalman. That's bechal machlokas whether he's davening. Is that a complete kiyum of tefila betzibur? Kind of the Chazon Ish is according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman. His lashon was like ena tefila betzibur kokach. What about Megillah though? Am I yotze Megillah ba'asar if I'm in a completely different room and I can't see the tzibur but I hear every word of Megillah? So that I think I saw brought down that I'm a kind of aspect because I hear the Megillah, the Tzira for Minyan is happening, they have the Pirsum and Issa, and I'm being Yotze with that, even though I'm not actually in the room where they are, so that'd be okay. So it's similar to your Shiloh. Again, I'm not holding the particulars of what different Rabbanim and Poskim have said, but listening to Megillah on Zoom.
But I thought it was a different problem, because says in the Gemara that if you're in a barrel, it's an echo or something.
Right, no, I think there's major issues with Bichlal. I know Rav Neventhal, let's say, but I think for sure he would say it's not good, because Rav Neventhal says that even a phone, you're not allowed to answer Amen on a phone. Yeah, so Rav Neventhal holds that they based on Shlom Zalman, but I know Rav Neventhal holds that you don't even answer Amen to a phone. I know Rav Yitzhak Yosef Shlita disagrees, because I think he was in during the beginning of the Corona, he was saying to dial into the main like hotel minion that everyone was having, and that was at the same time as them. And I think he said you get the mila of davening when the b'shashi d'rmas b'alim. And I think he was saying you could answer, if I'm not mistaken. He said you can answer. I mean, to the different brachas. So that's all shaila, but that's what comes up from the different dina about rov. But getting back to our sugya over here again. So this is the shita of the Marmar Mordechai. Now, so where does that leave us halacha ma'aseh in terms of saying? And Shulchan Aruch was seemingly accepted the minhag Yerushalayim. So the Birkei Yosef takes it further than what the Beis Yosef, and he says that if you decide you want to say it this year in this type of situation, you want to say the Alanisim on Yadalid lo hefsid, you're not losing out. That's pretty strong, like not against it at all. So that is the lashon of the Birkei Yosef. However, we don't seem to say like that. It's clear from the Mishnah Berurah that at the end of the day that in Machzirin also he does say that you don't go back. You know, if I'm not getting into that whole sugya, but a person says things that you're not supposed to be saying on a random Tuesday or even tonight. Let's say just Rosh Chodesh, Friday Shabbos. Let's say I say Yalav Yavo tonight. So am I do I have to repeat Shmon Esrei? It's a whole sugya about saying that's a Mishnah Berurah Mechalik when I'm saying a lie or I'm saying something that Be'etzim was true. It's just not no gas so much right now. So. That's the whole shayla. So Mishnah Berurah says clearly, though, over here with this halacha, that I would not need to repeat. I would not need to repeat my Shmona Esrei if I ended up saying the Alan Isim. At the end of the day, I would not have to repeat my Shmona Esrei. So that is the din that he does mention. That's not considered like a lie for sure, and you can rely on the fact that Beis Yosef had a tema for that point. But I ask him now even further. Let's say a person started, you know, I'm sure, hopefully not, but I'm sure there'll be at least a few people that are actually going to say Alan Isim on Thursday night. It's brought down by the way. You're supposed to make it. The Gabbai should really be careful to make an announcement before Mariv, like give a clap, no Alan Isim, because everyone's going to think you hear, you know, everyone's costume, whatever. That's a whole other shayla. Should get dressed. When does a dress up? Big shayla. When the minhag of dressing up? So that's another point. But at the end of the day, it's kedai that a gabbai should clap on the bima. You know, don't say Alan Isim before Mariv. To say before Baruch, just make an announcement not to say Alan Isim. Yes. No, no. So it's a shaila. I don't remember. That's why some yes and some no. It's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch, and Mishnah Berurah disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch over there.
Would there be a difference if Ayal Yavo you're saying that you want?
Right. Maybe that is the chiluk. I'm pretty sure that is the chiluk, but I have to double check. The Mishnah Berurah has that chiluk. The Mishnah Berurah makes the Shulchan Aruch. I think says both is okay. I think Shulchan Aruch says no matter what you say, it's just it's like I think the lashon of Shulchan Aruch because it's just saying like if you talk by accident in the middle of your tefillah. Then that's the whole shayla also. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that you don't have to repeat. The others disagree with that, but also.
The others, would that be that?
So he's...
Like, is that really...
No, it's not. So that's a lie. So it could be that that's the case the Mishnah Berurah said to go back. But Al Nisim is just saying, thank Hashem for the Nisim that he's done, not necessarily a lie. So that's a... But either way, the Mishnah Berurah says, clearly over here, you're not going back. So as for Neventhal, what if a person already started Al Nisim? He's in the middle of the paragraph. He's in the middle of the paragraph, Mamish. So does he stop in the middle of the paragraph and continue with the after Vilkulam, in between Sim Shalom? Do you continue, or Vilkulam, whatever, do you go back to the next point of Shmon Esrei, or do you continue the paragraph? So Neventhal said that you go back immediately, even in the middle of a sentence, you go straight back to Shmon Esrei. You don't say the Alan Isim. So they're very interesting. Meaning, even if you've already started, he won't give it we really hold like the way Shulchan Aruch ends up paskening, like the Minhag Yerushalayim was originally, even though he had a tema, that you should not say Alan Isim. Even if in the middle of the Alan Isim I already started, even that says Rav Neventhal, go back to where you were in Shmon Esrei and don't say Alan Isim. That's what I'm saying. Even with the Shulchan Aruch and the Beis Yosef had this question, and I would assume maybe Rav Avadia would say differently. I would think that maybe Rav Avadia, you know, the Beis Yosef had this tema, the Beis Yosef lo hefsid, maybe someone who's a Sephardic posting might have more of the inclination to say that you would continue it once you already started, but I don't know. Rav Neventhal clearly told me that would not be the case. So that is with regards to Al Hanisim. Now, what about Suda? What about Suda on Friday? So we didn't get to that point yet. So Shulchan Aruch tells us that the Suda, Suda's Purim, Sha'asa B'Layla Yotzei D'Chavasu. So that's in general, every year. That the Suda is not by Laila, just like, except for the Megillah, every other mitzvah, Sayom, Mishlach Manos, Matanos Avyonim, and Suda, those are all only mitzvahs by day. So, however, the Ramah does write, Mekom Akom Ba'am B'Layla Yismach V'Yer B'Ktas B'Suda, that he does point out that even the night before, you should have a little bit of shtickle of a Suda on a regular year. The question is, what about for us this year? Do we have a Suda for on Leil Yadalad and the day of Yadalad? Should we be having a Suda? So the Rama also points out that that clearly you have a suda on the day of Yudalid and Tesfav. There's an inyan of having a suda. That meaning even those who are Yudalid, there's an inyan for them to have a suda on Tesfav as well.
Normally.
And just like on Tesfav, there's also an inyan to have a suda on Yudalid as well, because those are both the days of the Ikar Nes. So therefore, for sure, you should be having the normal way you would have the suda. And the Mishnah Berurah points out as well. Maybe it wasn't a Ramah, but Mishnah Berurah clearly says over here in Siman Tav Reish Tzadik Hei that he says that in the regards, because he's getting to the whole shaila about benching, that we know that we had this shaila today. That if you eat a kazayas of bread after the shkia, so then you're already eating after the zman of, let's say, Yalav Yavo. So you get into the whole shaila is about, do you say Rosh Chodesh? Do you say Yalav Yavo? Do you not? When you extend benching, that's all. When you extend it, these are all the shailas. When you extend your meal from one day to another, so Mishnah Berurah is discussing the same shaila. This is talking about Yudalid. It's very common. People will extend the suit of Purim till well into the night. So when you're benching now, you're in Tesvav. So you don't say Alanisim when you're benching. So what do? So Mishnah Berurah says the best Eitzah is just bench before the Shkia. And afterwards, you'll go to Shul and Davin. And afterwards, he points out, you'll have a Suda, because he still says, the mitzvah b'simcha b'shteyam. And he says there's a mitzvah of Simcha, seemingly also have a little bit of a Suda on both days. So clearly, Mishnah Berurah seems to say also that there's an Indian of Simcha on both days of Purim, so that Lechorah should be a din as well, that you should say, you should have Simcha both on both days of Purim. So that's what comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rav Dobletsky points this out also in Purim Mishulash, that Kishabayim Avaisa Yesen on the Chachila Kimidi Shana Beshana, that on Leil Purim you should have Ribu Ikta Simcha, Ribu Ikta Suda, and the same thing would apply by Friday as well. I didn't see anyone that said that on Friday you'd have the full dinim of Adelo Yada, that we're going to see. It might be the Shita by Shabbos. Even we're going to see a fasting or Sameach next year, even maybe Motzei Shabbos, that might be the Iker Suda according to some. But so no one really says that really there's the Iker Suda that I'm familiar with, that really that there would be the Iker Suda is Friday. No, I haven't seen anyone say that for B'nai Tesvav, again, for those who are living in Yerushalayim. So now, speaking, I spoke about the Yotzros that we said today. So that's a similar thing as the Krovitz. That's also in your Shmoneh Esrei. The whole Shaila, when to add these Inyanim into your Shmoneh Esrei, the Gro is against it, which is why many of us aren't even familiar with even saying them anymore. It became so widespread in Minhag and Ashkenazim that they don't really say it. Nesach Sfard much more in the old timer Yekas really actually do still say. They'll say I'm pretty sure they'll say the Krovitz also, but they for sure say the Yotzros as well. So when it comes to the Krovitz, is a special in Chazaras Hashatz, is a special Nusach for each bracha of the Chazaras Hashatz. There's something related to Purim on each. I'm pretty sure it's on every single bracha on Purim. So the Shaila is this year, when do you say it? Because it's supposed to be meant. It's meant for the Shmoneh Esrei, the 19 brachas that we say on a weekday. Each one, like Atachonin has a special bracha, Shiva Shavtina. Each one has like three lines related to Purim that you say in the Chazaras Hashatz. So the question is, when should you say it this year? So based on what we've seen so far, does anyone want to give what they think? Maybe you should say, maybe you shouldn't say. Do you think you should say the Krovitz on Friday this year? You have a reason why, maybe yes or no. What?
You're Friday before.
But you have to say it on Purim, though. It's on Purim. Iker is supposed to say it on Purim.
I heard
it. No, you heard it. They heard Manasa. Okay, so the Maisa, it's a machlokas. There's different minhagim in Yerushalayim, what to do. The minhag that the Purim Shulas brings down, I think in the Breslov minhagim that they've had for a long time, is that they do say the Krovitz on Friday. However, he asked the Rebbe Chug Sam Sofer. He asked him to write it, and he wrote a whole letter explaining why he thinks it's pashut that you shouldn't say it. I thought as the rayas are very compelling. At the end of the day, we're not saying alanisim. That's like the ikar takana of saying pirsum anis is alanisim. So the krovitz, which is a minig, which is in bichlal, he says obviously our minig is to say it, but it's a shayla. It's clearly not the same tokef as alanisim. So you don't even say alanisim. So how are you going to tell me you say the krovitz? And he says, oh, you're going to make the taina, but then alanisim you're able to say on Shabbos. The krovitz is paralleled after a weekday Shmoneh Esrei. You can't fit it into the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, so you can't say the krovitz. So he says, okay, so this year we don't say the krovitz, bichlal. Meaning, there are certain beautiful tefillahs, like Avinu Malkeinu, I don't know if he brings it down, but I was just thinking in my head, like there's beautiful tefillahs, Avinu Malkeinu is a beautiful tefillah. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. And Elah, after Shabbos is already over, we'll say it. But we don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbos. It's a beautiful tefillah. The Rabbi Kiva was answered, Avinu Malkeinu. Certain times of the year, when certain things come up, you don't have to say, you don't say it. That's the Iker Din. So he says, he thinks that this year, you should not say the Krovitz. You shouldn't say it at all. So it's interesting. If a person goes to Nisan Sfard Minyan, I'm sure there'll be Chiluke Deos of what each shul will be doing. doing, but I thought that was a fascinating machlokas here. I thought the Chug Sam Sofer's Rebbe, I thought it was a very good raya. I thought that was a very convincing, compelling reason that you shouldn't say the Krovitz is here B'chol on Friday, but who am I when it comes to this machlokas? So now, what about doing malacha? We know normally that there's a lashon that a person's never going to have a siman bracha from doing malacha on Purim. It's highly discouraged to do malacha on Purim. So what about this year, those who live in Yerushalayim, on Yadalar, are they allowed to do malacha? Are they allowed to do malacha this year? So Rav Avadia discusses this in Chelek Aleph, in Chavidas, Simon Tzadik. If you want to see there, he has actually a lot of the dinim from Meshulash come up over there. So he discusses the shayla, and he says that it's mutter basiyas malacha levnei Yerushalayim, shen lo nogu iser basiyas malacha bepurim. So now, when we say the Megillah on Erev Shabbos, lo nagu iser klal. So he says, person wants to get a haircut lekavod Shabbos, mutter. Mutter, because it's lekavod Shabbos, and there's no iser malacha. So however, he does quote, v'amnon yesh mirab nei Yerushalayim, shepaskul ha'achmer, v'zei writes that there are those rachokim in ha'achmer, aval ein derei mucharim la'alacha, v'ikr la'akil b'zeh, v'amachmer tel ha'bracha. So he clearly writes, me'ikr adin, it's totally fine, and even kavod Shabbos, you're definitely fine. However, machmer tavalav bracha, that if you're machmer, okay, that's a nice thing to do, but definitely not if it's a torech, that's Rav Avadia's sheet. However, Rav Dubletsky, he does think that Rav Avadia is right in the sugya. He does think that the etzem, he doesn't think that there should be any reason to, because one of the reasons brought down is that you're going to make a gzera that lest you come to do malacha in other years. Like, you can't make a new gzera. We don't see Chazal made that gzera. Meaning that if Purim, on this year, you're going to see that Purim was Friday, that you laid Megillah, you're going to think in your head that was Purim and everybody's doing malacha, so then you're going to think, oh, next year Purim falls out. Like, it does make sense. Like, I'll get people actually, I could see people getting confused about that and making a gzera, but at the end of the day, Dubletsky points out that Chazal never made that gzera. So, like, what right do we have now to make that gzera? Like, he doesn't think that would be a fair assumption. However, he does write that if there's a koach of minag, he thinks that if there is a minag to do the Megillah, to be machmer, to not do malacha, then he thinks that you should be machmer. So he found that the badats in Yerushalayim of the Sfardim, that they said in Shnas Tafresh Peivav, with cheshbon of when that was, Tafresh Peivav, I think it was around, early 1900s, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, early 1900s. So they had the minhag that they, that there is an Isser Malacha, and their Lashon was like Kemol Chol Moed, which he points out can't be exactly like Chol Moed, because the Chumra Purim in general, every year, and normal year is not like Chol Moed, it's less Chumra than that, but either way, he thinks that if that is the case, that there was a Minog, so then you shouldn't uproot the Minog, in which case you should ideally be Machmir, not to do Malacha. So that is Rav Dubletsky's Shita. I didn't have a chance to ask Rav Neventhal if one should be Machmir, but I definitely think that's very interesting about another shaila comes up about doing malach. Okay, so far we've covered a lot of, we've covered now Al-Nisim, we've covered Big Day Shabbos on Friday, so we're making our way from, we're weaving our way from Friday now, we're moving into Friday / Shabbos, because you're going to see this Yerushalmi is going to be really, that's how you learn the Seder Yerushalmi, how you learn if it's arguing on the Bavli or not, that is going to lead you to understand Mishloach Manos potentially differently than you would have otherwise. So the Mishnah in Megillah, this is the regular Mishnah, says in the Yerushalmi, it's in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, so it's really just Mishnah Dalet, so Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that Mishnah, and then the Yerushalmi there follows that in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet. The Mishnah says about different dinim, about that what is an ir gedola, everyone who has 10 batlanim, right? Apachos mikein harezek far, be'ilu amr makdimim v'lo machin. And now the Mishnah says that these things you could say that you do earlier, but you don't delay them. Aval zman atze kohanim v'am v'tisha b'av v'chagig v'halkim ma'achim lo'akdim. So different examples like tisha b'av, right? You never make tisha b'av earlier, because the Gemara's Lashon, I think, Gemara says, eschulei paronis lo maschinan, that you don't want to make a paronis earlier than it should be. You don't want to commemorate tisha b'av on chesav, because it's commemorating the tragedy of befell us. You don't want to do it earlier. So, and then halachas of chagig, also you're not allowed to do before the chag, so you don't kill and do it after. Yes.
Rami had a good, interesting point about that. Like, why are we allowed to make Tanis Esther earlier? Because it's not a sad fast, like a happy fast.
Ah, very interesting.
Normally not allowed to bring like fast because they're usually sad, but Tanis Esther
is like, oh. Yeah, it also has nafkamin about Tanis Esther, that the chasam, is he fasted or not? If it's a happy fast, maybe it's not bad for him to fast. Maybe maybe he would be allowed to fast if it's not going to like distract his simcha. Because it's a happy fast, batsim.
Yeah,
it was a shayla. But meaning, I'm talking about chasen in his shav brachos.
He normally wouldn't fast.
It's a shayla because he's considered like it's yamta for him. There's a shayla about that, about other fasts also that comes up. But lamaisa, Tanis Esther, some say because it's more mekel, there's a machlokas. It was mager for me. I got married on Yud Adar, so for me, Tanis Esther was. I looked at it. I can tell you this. but there was a big machlokas achrona about that, about what to do. Rav Shechter, I think Rav Shechter Shlita thought you didn't have to fast, but others hold there was three ways machlokas. You don't have to fast bichlal. That you don't have to fast, but you should be mashlamit, meaning that whenever if a person ate by accident or ate when he wasn't supposed to be when he was supposed to be fasting, there's an Indian that you should be mashlamit tainus at a different time. If you have cough to do it at a different date, you should like a tashlumin for your fast. So that's a shot. Some say you should do that. Like you don't fast because you're a chassan, but you should finish it. Others say no, you don't need to do tashlumin, and others say that you have a chiyuv to fast. So those are 3 days by that. So some say that you shouldn't fast. Some say that. Oh, in general, no, yeah, logically in general, yeah, because it's like your yomtiv, it's yeah, in general, you're not supposed to be fasting. If it's on Tanis Esther, what do you...
Because it's
not on Tanis Esther. That's a shaila, is it better, others say no, but that the Tanis Esther is so meekle, we see it as a happy fast, you don't, the B'chal don't have to fast. Like, other way around, they use that svara to show that you shouldn't have to fast. Meaning that because it's so meekle, it's a happy fast, what are you making the chasm fast for? It's a whole shaila, it's a machlokas achronim. But, so that's with regards to b'marakdim and not ma'achrin. So that was what the Yerushalmi says, and the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah says that also matanos levyonim. So and the Mishnah says, "Amar Yehuda, imas emalshin lachzim b'shinim v'chmishin v'akumshin machlizin l'bashinim v'chmishin koronos b'zman about the Megillah." So now, the Gemara on that points out. So the Yerushalmi now, and the Yerushalmi says, "Be'elu amar makdimin v'lo ma'achrin." So this is Yerushalmi is very crucial. The Yerushalmi says these things that we say that you can be makdim, you can do it earlier, but you can't do it later. Kriyas haMegillah, you can only do before and not after. That's what the Gemara says. V'lo yavor. Utrum Ashkel, I'm taking the we just led Kisisa, right? The taking the shekel, machzis shekel from everybody. Makdimin v'lamarachin, you could do it earlier, but you can't do it later. Suudas Rosh Chodesh v'Suudas Purim ma'achin v'lo makdimin. That when it comes to the Suda and Rosh Chodesh and the Suda you'll have on Purim, those says the Yerushalmi that you can only do them afterwards and you do not do them before. Meaning, so if Purim falls out on Shabbos, then you cannot do the Suda according to Yerushalmi. You're not allowed to do it before. You don't do it before. Rather, ma'achrin. You do it after. So it's pretty clear. You're not doing it on Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Zera, boy, come here, Rabbi Abo. He asked the question before Rabbi Abo. V'yasuos on Shabbos. Why don't you make the Suda on Shabbos? So the Yerushalmi says, I'm related, it's explicit. The Pasuk says that you're going to make the days of Purim a days of Mishta v'Simcha. So the Gemara as a diuk, what does it mean that you're making them a days of Mishta v'Simcha? It's that I'm taking Yom Chol, I'm taking a day which is not inherently have a Simcha and Mishta to them, and therefore I'm making it v'Simcha. However, so the Gemara says, so then it's going to be Mishta v'simcha, etch a simcha tliya be-based in that which needs based in, meaning Anshik Nesis HaGedola to establish it's a day of Mishta v'simcha, i.e. Purim. It's a day where they establish that it's now a day of Mishta v'simcha. Then I'm going to say that you do that. Then you could do that on Purim. However, Yatzezesh Simcha Tliya be-based Shemaim. If it's already a day of Simcha, Dehainu Shabbos is always a day of Simcha. Yismachu v'malchuscha. We say Biyom Simchas v'adechem. That's referring to Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of Simcha be-etzem. That a day Shabbos has a day of Simcha already. Mishamayim Hashem. That Shabbos every week happens in Shabbos, and Shabbos already has Simcha inherently attached to it. So says Yerushalmi, I don't have the day of Yimei Mishta v'Simcha on Shabbos itself. So Yerushalmi is pretty explicit that at the end of the day, I am not going to be doing the Suda on Shabbos. Rather, I should do the Suda Ma'achrin. I should do it on Sunday. Yes. Ah, very good. So that's, yeah. The Yerushalmi doesn't say that explicitly, but that's what's brought down the reason that since the Chova didn't kick in yet, No, that was the Beis Yosef's kasha, but we bet some hold only on Nisim and Shabbos. You're saying, why would the Beis Yosef have a question? The Yerushalmi is pretty explicit that the only days of Simcha is really going to be Shabbos and maybe after. So I hear you, but we don't say on Nisim on the second Vakuda though. It's not really Purim. That's what's so fascinating. It's a Tashlumin. The Suda, we're going to see the nature of the Suda, but it's really not Purim though. The next day, it's Hesped and Tainus are Mutter. You know, it's an Isser Gomer to do Hesped and Tainus to have Rachman on a eulogy or a Tainus, let's say, for whatever reason a person wants to be goes or a Tainus. It's usher to do so on Purim. What about this year, on the day after Purim, which is going to be Tezayin on Adar? You allowed to do Hesped and Tainus? The answer is yes. So really, we see it clearly. It's not really Purim. It's just, so you're having the Suda though. So that is the Dion of the Yerushalmi. So it's not just the Yerushalmi. The Rif brings down, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rif that brings down this Yerushalmi. Now I'm turning on to page 3. The Yerushalmi, that Suda's Purim, he quotes all Yerushalmi. And basically that's all he says. He quotes the Ran and the Rif that quote this Yerushalmi with no other Chulkim. So far, it seems pretty clear. The Beis Yosef is goes like this Yerushalmi and quotes the Rif that quotes the Yerushalmi as well, and the Ran. So seemingly we're all good. However, we have a problem. We run into a problem, the Ritva in Mesechas Megillah and Daf Hey. So he talks about the Yerushalmi, this Yerushalmi, and he quotes this Yerushalmi, the whole thing that we just quoted, and he asks, starting from the bold, Ve'ein HaYerushalmi Hazeh Baruch. He starts off, he's saying, the Yerushalmi, I have some problems with the Yerushalmi. Deha, Kiksi Velo Yavar, Afilo HaSimcha Namihu. But the Pasuk says Velo Yavar, and that's what we learn in Megillah, but it's on Simcha as well, because the Pasuk says, Deniskar V'nasim Kasuv Sham, Vafilu Echad B'Shavis, Yom Tezvavu, B'didei Nami Ika Velo Yavar, Levnei Yadal, and Mikra Megillah, Vod in the Simcha, Da Iskish. At the end of the day, he says, if a Yadalidnik wants to read Megillah on Tes Vav, are you allowed to do that? No, the answer is, they're also Makdim. If Yadalid fell, it can't fall. The Rishon already pointed this out. It's impossible for the way our set calendar by Hillel is. It's impossible for Yadalid ever to fall on Shabbos. So this Shiloh of Purim falling on Shabbos is only Nogea to those who live in a walled city like Yerushalayim. But in the days where they were Mekadesh al Piyariyah and Yadalid could fall on Shabbos, there was no Havamina that they're going to read Megillah on Sunday. Why not? It's going to be Tezvav. Tezvav is still Shayach to be Purim. It's Shayach to be Purim Kofin. He says, we still call that Velo Yavor. And Simcha is Itkish. Velo Utsuch Lomar Sudas Purim Sha'ach Labalaila Lo Yotzim Mishum Dechsev Yemei Shishta. It's clear, it's not coming to Afuke, it's not coming to exclude the days of Laila being a day of Yemei Mishta Vesimcha. Ela Mishum Lel Yadalev Ne Ayros Nami Dila Mishum Lel Yetzias Yadalev Hametezvav Hu Velo Yavor Nafkalan. So he says, therefore, he thinks that at the end of the day, that maybe based on our Gemara, we can explain differently, and he thinks that the Ikar Suda is really on Shabbos. Really, it's on Shabbos. So now, if that's the case, so we have, at the end of the day, we have a Ritva that thinks that Yerushalmi is a, and we have more than that, the Shut Mar al-Blach, and Simon Lamed Beis, he's gonna think that the Bavli is Bichlal against the Yerushalmi. The Ritva has a question on the Yerushalmi, the Shut Mar al-Blach is Ibn Khabib, he says that the Etzem, that the Bavli disagrees Bichlal on this Yerushalmi. Yes.
It is
a problem. On Yadala. So he's saying that we see even the day of that would thought to be Shaykh to Purim is considered Velo Yavor for the Indian of Megillah and Simcha in general.
On Sunday.
Yeah. On a day where Yadala fall on Shabbos, and then Kol Shekain for Tezvav falling in Tezvav to say that the Suda should be on Sunday is very difficult because at the end of the day it's after the Zman. He's saying Kavach Omer, yeah. I think if when Yadalad falls on Shabbos, Sunday is still considered Velo Yavor, then Kalvach Omer, when Shabbos is going to be Tezvav, then there's no Sheikhas, not even, meaning at least when Yadalad falls on Shabbos, there's a day of Purim on Sunday for many people. It's still Sheikh to be Yemei Mishtev Simchi Yemei, that it's referring to the days of Yadalad Tezvav, those are Iker days, Gemara points out. So at least it's Sheikh, he's pointing out that at least it's Sheikh, and even there the Gemara says it's Velo Yavor, so in Kalvach Omer, by our case, it's not Sheikh to be Purim at all. What are you having a Suda over there?
So then Shabbos would be the only day that works.
Exactly, that's what the Ritva says. And that's what he holds, that really is the day.
What was the problem with Shabbos in the first place to say Sunday in
Yerushalmi? So they had a drush of Simcha Tliya Bevestin. He asked, why not do it on Shabbos? And we're answered because that he had a diuk from the Pasuk which says, Yemei Mishtev Simcha, that only when we're creating the day of Mishtev Simcha, if there's a day of Shabbos, so they have a drusha from the Pasuk, they have a drusha.
And the Ritva is just like this.
He's bothered by that. He's saying, we have another drusha, Velo Yavor. So he's just bothered by it. He doesn't say the Yerushalmi Beferish argues, and Rav Lach wants to say that so strong, that kash is so strong, that really, yeah, the Bavli, based on the fact that we have the drusha Velo Yavor, we have that drusha very clearly, that maybe the Bavli disagrees with that, Bechlal. Maybe we don't hold of that. So the Eshkol, I couldn't find the Eshkol quote inside, but I have the Eshkol here for you by Ravadia, paraphrases what the Eshkol says. And he says that it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha that the Ritva has. He says that's not considered velo yavor. Says the Eshkol quote by Ravadia, Kevin shesod b'shabeshu yom tezvav. I'm still having a suda on tezvav. El she'inu neshol suda esperm. I'm eating a suda. I'm eating. I'm having a happy day for myself. Just not a happy day necessarily because of Purim. So what is Sunday? Sunday is not a new day of Simcha because Etzem Shabbos was a happy day. Shabbos was a day where I was having Simcha as well. So it's not like I had nothing and now I have something to be mashlamit. It's not like it's not like Megillah, let's say, where I wasn't reading the Megillah Bechlal and now I'm reading the Megillah on Sunday. Says the Eshkol, I'm eating a Suda anyway, b'Simcha, just my Ikar Kavana is not for Purim, it's for Shabbos. And I'm having the Simcha because of Shabbos. But I'm still having the Simcha, it's there. So the next day is just a tashlum, and it's just to be mashlim, whatever lack of simcha I didn't have for Purim, it's really to finish that simcha off.
Wait, so there's a continuation?
Yeah, so you could say that, maybe, I don't know.
When is the whole week? So Shabbos or
So the real chova should have been Shabbos, but be'etzem, since you can't, there's a tashlumin for it on Sunday. It's interesting, yeah. Like, so then also, why do you? So then, how's it different than Megillah? Be'etzem, you could say the same exact word by Megillah. Megillah really be'etzem is Shabbos, but since you can't read on Shabbos, it's tashlumin. It's not v'loyavar. So like, well, I didn't. But if you say it's like a hemshech, then I get a little more. Maybe it's more like a hemshech that it's you're continuing the yeah, it's finishing up. We're leaving off. There's a whole, I couldn't find it, the quotes the Yaskil Avdi as like Alpisoda, because I wanted to see what is the Vort of Shapur Mishulash. I don't want to see what that, like, what is the Soda Dvarim. I probably wouldn't understand it Alpikabal anyway, but at least a little bit, to like just to hear like a Chassidish idea or something. He wasn't Chassidish, he's a Sephardi, but Makubal. But either way, just I wanted to hear like just an interesting idea on the Soda Dvarim. So either way, the Ravlach is like I mentioned before. He wants to be, he's Marech in the Tshuva over here, and he thinks clearly that that the Bavli disagrees with the Yerushalmi, and he also has a raya. He says the Rambam at the end of the day doesn't bring down any chiluk that there should be a difference in suda. So therefore, he says in Ken Bedaita Bevadai Kim Avor Beilchos Shalokat Avshina Klal Beinin Asuda Kshaldas Abeshabes. Why doesn't he tell you this halacha that if Tezvav falls on Shabbos, by the way, the meal should be eaten on Sunday? He doesn't tell you that halacha. So if he doesn't tell you halacha, he thinks the Rambam Blach thinks that Ibn Khabib thinks that you should say that the halacha would be that really the Suda is on Shabbos according to Rambam, because if it wasn't that way, he should have to be mefarish it for you. He should have to tell you that. So, and if he has a raya from the Ra'ah, that maybe, well, that would be the case as well. So basically, he comes on, and he thinks the Iker Suda is on Shabbos. And there's a Meiri like this also. Meiri also thinks the Iker Suda is on Shabbos. So with all that backdrop, we got a Ritva, and we have Marbach, and we have the Ra'ah potentially. So we have, and the Meiri, we have some other people on the other side. But if you go back to the Beis Yosef I quoted, I didn't quote any of these shittas in the Beis Yosef, because the Beis Yosef doesn't bring any of them down. He does not bring the Ritva, he does not bring down the Ra'ah from the Ra'ah, and he clearly didn't think the Ra'ah from the Rambam was Shayach, because he doesn't mention that as either in the Beis Yosef. So he doesn't think that this really holds any weight, and the Shulchan Aruch is pretty clear in, turning on page 4, the Shulchan says explicitly that when the going back to our famous Siv Vav over there, that in the Siman of Tav Resh Peches, so the Shulchan Aruch ends off, V'ein Osim Sudas Purim Ad Yom Echad B'Shabbos. It's very clear that you do it on Sunday. And the Mishnah Berurah says, Da'aminam B'Yerushalmi V'yosu Osim B'Shabbos. He quotes the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi is explicit that you do it on Sunday. However, he quotes even Ravina Maral, even Khabib, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him, Lochech, the Balish Shano, Eno Sover, Vachay Daito Shasuda, he was Shabbos. And he says that not only that, he actually paskin like Vasa Maisa, he was involved with the Smicha controversies. He was around the time of the Beis Yosef, so he was a big posik. And he held that Maisa Bishalayim, that he held that the Iker Suda was on Shabbos. And now going back to your point about Mishloach Manos being Talay on Shabbos, on Mishloach Manos being Talay on Suda, so what did he do? Next line with Mishnah Berurah. We got Mishloach Manos Bishabbos. Yeah? And a chanami, mishloach manos. But etzem, me giving you a present on Shabbos, if it's for Shabbos, it's really not an itzer of the chol. But I saw so many tainas on that. What you're going to tell me, Chazal wouldn't have made a gzera of Shemar Yavirena? They would have made it only by the. They would have made the gzera of Shemar Yavirena for a Megillah. They're not going to make it for the mishloach manos. How can you possibly argue mishloach manos on Shabbos? How can you possibly argue mishloach manos? But that's what he wanted to hold. That's what the mishloach manos on Shabbos. I believe I saw in the Halicha Shlomo. Now, Shlomo Zalman in private, he didn't tell anybody, but he gave one person Mishloach Manos on Shabbos. Not to more than one person. He gave to one person, Bitsina, Mishloach Manos on Shabbos, to be Mekayim the Shita.
So he would also do it on the other.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's no loss.
Right? No, but in a chanami, I guess. But he didn't do it in public though. He only did it to one person. And he recommended that he would say not to do it more than one person. He shouldn't like be marbe goran giving like a good moshach manos aaron. So that for sure not. But that's what he says. However, the Mishnah Berurah ends up Arav Baz Chilek Alav Pasuk Shachanarach, and also the Das Magen Avram Korban Sanel. So he quotes others who seem to say that we should pass him like the Shachanarach and the Chazanish. Also, Chazanish says that the davar is mefurash, that the suda is Yom Aleph, and the Rishonim clearly hold that way, and Stam in Shulchan Aruch, Lashon HaChazish is pretty strong over here. Ain't Malkum Lahar. There's no Shaila even to have a thought that we should passing differently than Shulchan Aruch on this Nakuda. So it's clearly, he thinks that there's a riot for that also. He thinks the Chazanish felt that clearly the Suda should be done on Sunday. So now, with that, we have covered a little bit into the idea of Suda. We're going to discuss more about Suda more on next year, but I really wanted to bring this Gemara only because this also has halacha l'maisa with regards to Mishloach Manos. So within the, we had the Rav who said that Be'etzem, you should be doing the Mishloach Manos on Shabbos for that reason, but as we pointed out, it's very difficult to assume that there wouldn't have been a gzira about that. If the gzira derabba applied to a Megillah, how can you tell me it's not going to apply Mishloach Manos? You're not going to go outside this kum, give your friend the Mishloach Manos, it's not going to accidentally go in the place that Shemari Aviren is not going to apply. How can it possibly be? So others wanted the Taina that maybe according to these Rishonim, you should actually give the Mishloach Manos on Friday. Because, and then they'll be able to have those Mishloach Manos for Shabbos. You shouldn't really give them on Shabbos because we can just point out all those Shailas not giving them on Shabbos. So really, Friday should be the Iker Din of giving Mishloach Manos. And this sort of Dabletsky points out, he thinks that those Rishonim and Echanami, the Meiri and Mechtam Shabaran, that those, there are some people who wanted to hold like this, that maybe in Echanami you should be giving the Mishloach Manos on Friday. That you should be giving the Mishloach Manos on Friday. And once you're doing like that. So the Yerushalmi said explicitly only to do it on Sunday. Why did the Yerushalmi say to do it on Friday? I'm not sure. The Yerushalmi clearly, the Gemara doesn't give a reason, but it's pretty explicit not that you don't do it on Friday. And the Bavli also doesn't say anything about doing it on Friday.
Yeah, there's no
chov
yet.
Right, you could say that, but there's no. But you're saying we're Etzim, we're reading the Megillah, so that gets into the Chakira that we had before. Is it really? Is it Purim? Is it Megillah with not really being Purim, but there's no other time to read Megillah, or is it really Purim and we're doing something? If it's Purim, we're doing something. You have a bigger kasha, like it's really like Purim. Again, we don't say Alanisim. We really don't hold it's Purim. So it's not so much of a kasha. Right, that's what I'm pointing out. But we don't do any of those things. We don't say Alanisim. We don't. So we really don't hold it's really Etzim the day if it is. That's weird. It's a very fascinating halacha. That's why it's so fascinating. Because of these chilukim and dinim, but the etzem that really we really hold that that Friday is really not the ikar din of Purim. So, so he thinks that that you should be doing the Megill the Purim Shulash quotes that he thinks that based on Miri that you would be doing them on Friday. So. So that's the etzem, what he thinks from there. But and he also now quotes that the Chazon Ish held that when Tezvav falls on Shabbos and you're reading on Erev Shabbos, Matel Zevarim is going to be on Shabbos. The Chazon Ish thinks, even though he just pointed out clearly, he thinks the Suda is like Shulchan Aruch. Suda is clearly, he said clearly, you don't have to do it on Shabbos. I do it on Sunday. However, he thinks at the end of the day that Matanos Le'Avyonim and Mishloach Manos are always linked to each other. There's no chilek. They're always done on the same day. So therefore, he thinks that they should really be done on Friday because we know clearly we had that clear Gemara of Yosef gives the whole reason why don't we read Megillah on Shabbos. He gives the different reason than the rabbi about carrying. He says because of the Aniyim are waiting for their money when they read Megillah. So it's pretty clear when you read the Megillah that they're waiting for the money on Shabbos. You can't give them the money, so you give the money on Friday earlier. And so then says the Chodesh, it's explicit. Everyone agreed to that. And no one disagreed that Matanos Avyonim was on Friday. So there are those Rashita. What happens if you forgot? So can I give like food on Shabbos to the Taniyim and Tezvav? That's all Shailan Bozgim, Lachor, yes. That you might be able to be Mashlim if you forgot to give Matanos Avyonim. Same thing, obviously, with Shlach Manos, that even Rishon Zalmudin, even without forgetting, he would give to one person. But Lachor, that'd be the same thing. But there's a fascinating thing. You could give him food. Give him Shabbos food and try to be Mekayim your... Because that's the whole point of Matanos Avyonim, is that they also have food for the Seuda. So... that would be the din of Matanos Avyonim, but says the Chazon Ish that Matanos Avyonim is always linked to Mishloach Manos, and therefore the Gemara doesn't have to tell you about Mishloach Manos because the Gemara thought it was clear that when it's telling you the halacha of Matanos Avyonim is on a Friday, says the Chazon Ish, I think clearly that the Iker din should also then be on the Friday as well. And then he says, okay, well, what about the Suda? He says at the end of the day that it's not the Yom HaDei, you can't argue that we have the Tashlumin for the day of the Suda, but at the end of the day, that's only a Tashlumin. It's not the day at all. It's just making it up. And he says that's also how Moadim Zmanim. Rav Sternbach wants to paskin. He thinks the Iker day is Friday from Mishloach Manos as well. So we have many understand that you should be doing the Friday Mishloach Manos as well. So I think Rav Neventzel does recommend, right? Rav Neventzel does recommend being machmir for that shita and doing Mishloach Manos on Friday as well. I mean, Mishloach Manos is Sunday, so clearly we'll get to that in the next part of this year. But Friday, I think Rav Neventzel does recommend being double checked. But I'm pretty sure he does recommend doing the Suda doing Mishloach Manos on Friday as well.
As well as
So the Shabbos day, again, if for Shlomo Dov, Sama Debitzina, I don't know if he would be more halacha like that, but I saw clearly in Halicha Shlomo that he would do it, he wouldn't tell anyone, Mefarsim it, but he would do it on Shabbos as well. So Amir Tzashem, so tomorrow, I guess, not tomorrow, I always say tomorrow, I said the last week also, so Amir Tzashem will pick up either Thursday or this same slot. We'll pick up with, probably, maybe we might have two more shir, probably one more shir of the, just wrapping up now, we have to, what's the final halacha with regards to Suda on Shabbos? We had the Mishnah Brura, so we're going to see just halacha meister, and everyone's going to paskin, and also what do you do on Shabbos? The Gemara says that the whole drasha thing, we'll talk about the drasha that's supposed to be given on Shabbos day itself, and then the Suda and Mishloach Manos is finishing up what we had over here with Suda Mishloach Manos, Be'ez Hashem. So I think we'll be able to probably cover that in Mirtz Hashem in one more shir. Okay, Shkach.